sugars, Rav Moshe. Think about it for a minute. Tol Chazar, really, some Chavtesim and Beis, Palamim and Beis. That's, I feel like I'm, we didn't cover that much ground, but we covered a lot of ground. I started reviewing what we spoke about. So many important topics. We're not going to chazar the halal stuff. I was just a vacation. But that was also important. But you're right. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav. Chomets bizmano ben bimino ben shalo bimino osur. Shalo bizmano bimino osur shalo bimino mutter. The Mayaskina. Yilema beno sen tam shalo bizmano shalo bimino mutter. Hayav tam. Every year is also bimino tam. Ela b'mashu. So chomets bizmano ben bimino ben shalo bimino osur the rabba tamay. Rabba shmuel damer tavay. Yokol yisun shabbat torah bimino b'mashu. Shalo bimino beno sen tam. Rav goes a chametz bismano, shelo b'mino atumino, v'shelo bismano b'mino asuk Rabbi Yehuda mikaradin, v'shelo b'mino mutter, v'shelo bismano, v'shelo b'mino atumino, kule haylo gazrina. Rashi explains why not? Why not? So Rashi explains that they didn't go that far. Why? V'shelo bismano de eino b'kores, so shelo b'mino atumino lo gozer. So Rashi learning is a special gzeir which applies to Kores since it's only on Pesach Gufa. Even though Kodesh Rabbi Yehuda lacha chovah shalav Pesach Zaraisa, now Kores and therefore no gzeir. With me so far? This is Rashi. This is all on the board. You may have copied it down from the chart from when we learned this the first time. Fine. This is Rashi. Shmuel Amar chovah bezmana bezmino asa shalav bezmino mutter shalav bezmana ben bezmino ben shalav bezmino mutter. Lo goza. That's what he argues with the Rav. He never made that gzera. Fine. Shalom bismano bimabino bashlamino mutar and Rabbi Shimon. The phraseology is unusual. What do you mean? Bimina, the whole thing is mutar. I say, you know, how should I say it? Entamins, ben bimino ben shlo bimino is mutter. Entamins itself is mutter. It's so strange, you know. And at first glance, shalom is more than know about the knas yet. Shalom is mano mitzchometz. So we mitzchometz after Pesach. So what do you mean bimino? It's head to go. Nothing to talk about. Okay, kerem shem. You might introduce knas a little later. Rabbi Yochanan mitzchometz bismano ben bimino ben shlo bimino osu ben osin tam. Shalom is mana, bimino, shalom bimino is mutter. What does mutter mean? Mutter means even though it's not some time, right? By contrast, obviously. Chomitz is mana, bimino, shalom bimino, bimino, some time. Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Yochanan, shalom bimino, shalom bimino. Kol yisur, shabbatar, bimino, shalom bimino, is bimino, some time. He denies the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says that min bimino is lo batel. No, min bimino is batel berov. Fine. So therefore, what? So why is it benos and tam? So benos and tam shalom bimino probably daraisa. The whole time kikur daraisa, and bimino is also midrabbanan zera al tashen bimino. That's a simple pshat. We're not going into the whole yoreday right now. Okay. Shalom bismano bein bimino shalom bimino mutter. Rabbi Shimon, you have three opinions: Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. One after the other. Okay. If you chaz the Gemara, you know what I'm saying. Now the fourth and final halacha lemais. Amar Rabbi Hilkosin. Chometz bismano ben bimino ben shlom bimino osu b'mashu. That's kerav. Rav, and he follows Rav, Rav Osai, despite the fact that Rav is argued upon by Rabbi Yochanan, right? And is also argued upon by Shmuel. He took the most chomer to give you, did Rav. Fine. But shalom bismano ben bimino ben shlom bimino mutter kerabi shimon. Okay, follows Rav Shimon. Follows Rav Shimon, as we saw, both Shmuel Yochanan followed Rav Shimon against Rav. He split the psak. He followed on Chometz itself. He followed Rav, and on Chometz the Achaz Mano, he followed Shmuel Rav Yochanan, who followed Rav Shimon as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, it seems like it's a compromised psak. Frek the Gemara. Yamar Rabba Achi, Yamar Rabba Rabbi Shimon Knosa Konis. Hold all the bar Rabbi amongst it. So that's a kasha Rava against Rava. In other words, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, maybe they don't hold from Rava. But Rava is a steer. Says Gemara, Hanimili B'Ene. When is there a class going to be shown in this chametz? The end. Shavuot of Pesach. Okay. Aval Ayedei Taruvis Lo. Okay. That's basically the end of the sugya. There's an example that Rava holds like Rav Shimon. Fine. Taruvis Lo. When Taruvis says Rashi, critical Rashi. Ayedei Taruvis Lo. Vafilu Shehiya. The different gear cells on the side. Shehiya Beine or Shahaye, right? Beine, different versions, 2 years, 1 year. The Avalav, in other words, he kept it on Pesach in its pristine, pure form. And therefore, the Avalav, there's no Isa Bayal Bayamotze. Nonetheless, Lokonis, Lemeser, Tarubas, Dilek. And there's no Knas to Asa Tarubas. What's not clear in the Gemara at all, what kind of Tarubas? A Tarubas with a Chomesh, which you can on Pesach, and now after Pesach got mixed in Be'rov, it's Mutter, or only it's Mutter if it got mixed in Be'shishin. That's not clear in the Gemara. Okay. Rashi gives an impression that that's a Mohammedic case. A case in which when you held it onto it, it was banned. Presumably there was a Bayor by Yamatzin. So therefore there really was a potential for Knas. But that, despite that fact, there's no Knas. Why not? Because it was subsequently mixed in with either a Rove or 60 times food which is Mutter. What about in the case in which it was mixed in before Pesach? That's more cow, presumably because it's not even a bayol by a matzah. So therefore, it certainly would be permissible when it's after Pesach. Ad kan the Gemara b'kitzanim. Any questions? Before I go any further, questions. And it was a quick chazar of the Gemara, four opinions, and we just go through the very basics. If you have a question, feel free. Lo abay shel lomid. Okay, we didn't say anything yet. Just to review the Gemara quickly, the four opinions. I added one line from Rashi. Okay. What we really did not discuss until now are two major issues. One is the last question I just had. What, after Pesach, is a butt with the shishim, a butt with the rov? And the second question is, what about chametz erev Pesach liachach hatzos? Those are the two major issues to discuss. Everyone with me so far? The two major, we haven't started discussing them yet. Just mentioned it, but we have to see what the sources say about them. All right, these are two unclear matters. Two unclear matters. So let's analyze them a little bit, and I'm going to ask you to open your Shulchan Mishnah Berurah. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, so we're going to take a look, take full advantage of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Take a look, Rabbi Osa, you have to look at Mishnah Berurah, otherwise you get totally lost. Just open your Mishnah Berurah if you don't mind. With a Siman Tov Mem Zayin, where this Gemara is found by Halacha towards the end. We're going to read the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph. Talk about the first issue we raised. The Mechaber says, Ben Chomet Shinesar Kol Pesach, Ve'olav HaPesach. Ben Shinesar HaPesach, Ve'olav Kol HaPesach. Ben Sheover HaPesach Al Chomet, Ve'nesar V'yachar HaPesach. All the three cases which are possible. What's it then? It's like a drum roll. Turn the page. What's it then? All these three cases? Bottle b'shishim. There's the answer to our question. We asked the question before. It says in the Gemara Naflamin at this where Mekel chometz shavu l'pesach b'tarubis. There were no class for tarubis. I asked you before: are tarubis of Rome, or tarubis of shishim? So Shulchan Aruch was clear shishim. Shishim. Okay. V'da. Mishnah Berurah, the first wide line. Page 56, Sivkotin Kufay. The Ba'ofen Basr Shatira Machab, Shenis Arab the Akhara Pesach, Umatuk Gambo Shishin. That's the case which Rashi and the Gemara is talking about, right? What did Rashi say? I feel the Shaya Be'ene, Be'olav, Lo Konis, Mesa Therubus Dile, as the Rashi we said. That's the last case of the Shulchan Aruch. Zeo Apidas Atur. This is a quotation from the Tur, or so it claims. Avokama Poskim, Cholkan Azeb. Usvirlu the Shinasar Lakhara Pesach by Mamina Meshlamino, Beruva Sagi, the Lokonsu Lesser of Nasar Lakhara Pesach Shaheta Rova Olof. And you can rely upon them in a pinch. Who are the poskim who disagree? No names? No names? No. So in Kufayane gives you the name. Mogan Avram, says the Sharatin, Imenu Mashu that Tur Yochid Bazet, Abozaena. If you look at the Chidush Ritva, called the Ra'ah, the Bemin B'Shein Amino B'Inan the Livtul Tam of Ayna B'Shishin. Batur Alo Mairi Gamkein B'Min B'Shein Amino. The Min B'Mino Afilu Nis'arev B'Soch HaPesach V'Over Olam HaPesach Gamkein Shiro B'Ruba. Watch that yourself. Because what's the general principle? When the Rav Shimon make a knas, if you're over by Rav by a matzah, if you're over by Rav by a matzah daraisa, Shimon makes a knas. We already pointed out halacha lemaisa. We paskin almost all poskim hold. That's the toast of lamen amelal. Toast posuk Rashi b'chulin the min b'mino b'mashu to Rav Yehuda who says so in chulin kuftes and kol ha'tarakula. Where did he get it? The min l'abata. Where did he get it from? Because he got it from Al Gemara. He got it from Al Gemara. Kirat. Rabbi Natan rejects it completely because we don't pass like Rashi, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in it's Batul B'Shishim Midaraisa. What about our Gemara? No. Rabbi is against Rav. Only by Chometz B'Pesach B'Shem Churmer the Chometz. I guess it's a Chi of Kores and Lo Batul Minei, whatever it may be. This is the in between view. And then the last view is we don't pass in. We don't have the girsa of the b'mashu k'rav. Many we showed them that they're in the girsa. Right? Chomets b'zmanah b'mamina b'rishon b'mino. Also means, also if it's more than 1/60th, it's a third opinion. Let's chazer again. Rashi b'pshat na'gemara, we pass in like rav and call it Torah. That's what Rav is saying over here. Tosi suggests, no, we pass in like rav only for a different reason. Why? Because of chomets, because maybe it's no bottle, and the rav throws it up in shesh. But matirin, the rambam shita, it would be reasonably passing like Rav, but not Lavitame. And some don't even have the words in the Shemashu Rav in the Gears of the Gemara. Three opinions in Tosis. Kitz and Imrit, Sharatzian, in Os Kuf Ayin, hey, is assuming like Rov Poskim against Rashi. Nimbe Mino's Batul Barov. And Mino Bino's Batul Barov, Rabosai. So then what's going to be is no by Rov by Yemotze. And therefore, the din is, it's Barov, no problem. And therefore, the tour must be, claims the Sharatian, referring to a case of Min Visha'eno Mino. So writes the Sharatian. Let's chazer again. So the Mishnah Brewer is the Shulchan Aruch, so that the tour holds, you need Shishin. The Sharatian says the tour is referring to a case of Min Visha'eno Mino. When we're going to open the tour, we'll see that both of these citations, or attributions, I should say, are questionable. One is questionable, one sounds like it's just not correct. Let's open the tour and read the tour inside. So again, on the board, if you recall it on the screen, so you should know this if you had a chance to chaz, or if you have an excellent memory, because we discussed this a month, 4 weeks ago. That's what we saw in the city. It's hard to believe. More than that, 6 weeks ago. 7 weeks ago. This is, it's been a long time in this now. So if you have either have a photographic memory or you have it, you remember what we spoke about. I'm going to read it to you from the tour. Forgive me if I put it on the board at this time. The Achar HaPesach, but you tell me what's wrong. We went to this last time. Bein b'mino, bein shelo, b'mino, batul b'shishim. The Sharatian's pilei ploim. He says, one more time, the tour is what? Halomai gam b'min b'shein amino. Why? Because b'min b'mino, he says, shiro beruba. Let me just read you what the tour says. L'yachar ha'pesach b'mino b'in shalom b'mino b'otol b'shishim. It's black and white in the tour. B'afilu shia b'enei b'nisar b'achar ha'pesach is b'otol. It's calling from Rashi. But he added the word b'shishim. So, you know, this gives you pause. What's going on over here? The Torah is really only one line. I'm saying the line. It's eight words. U'la'achar ha'pesach bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino batul b'shishim. All right. And then he adds, that's nine words. Then he adds the other words you don't have to memorize. It's in Rashi. What are the other words he asks? Vafilu Sheya Beine Vinis Arev. Oh. When it's Arab after Pesach, it is bottle. What is bottle? Presumably, well, presumably, the way it's assumed by the general Olam, it's bottle b'shishim. But as I pointed out, you never said the word bottle b'shishim. You never said that word. So even the second part of the Torah, the Rambam quotes, it's bottle b'shishim, the Machab has it. I'm not so convinced if it's true. Again, well, the Achara Pesach. What does that mean? We're talking about a case we got mixed up before Pesach. That's the whole Simmons all about that. So now we got mixed up before Pesach. Now, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlo Bimino. It's Bottle B'Shishim. Right? So we got mixed up before Pesach. But on Pesach itself, it was Aser. You pass it like Rav. With that exact same comments, now after Pesach, you can eat it as long as it's Bottle B'Shishim. Vafilu shaya ve'ene v'nisaya v'akar pesach bottle. So the mechaber says bottle means what? Bottle b'shishin. After all, he said before shishin. And I wanted to suggest a radical change against the whole world. But no, he didn't say bottle b'shishin. He said the word shishin in the first line, not in the second line. Maybe you'll agree with what the famous view of the Magen Avraham, that it's bottle b'rov. I'm just not convinced that the word shishin, which was said on the first line, belongs in the next line. If you remember the intricacies we spent a lot of time on last time around. But let's go again. Maybe we have to reread the Sharatzian. It's Chazer again. Sharatzian says as follows. Let's read again carefully, okay? He says like this. He found a ritva, quotes the Ra'ah, the Bimim, the Shenomino, you require the Dinis Vishish. Okay? This is a case of what? It was this battle, when it was battle after Pesach. Vatur halomairi, what do you mean? Gamkein b'mim v'shein amino. What do you mean? Only. That's why I haven't written it. My gamkein is talking only about mim v'shein amino. Why? The b'mim b'mino, then for sure the shear is rov. Afilu sabda rapesach, rapesach gamkein shear beruba. How can you say that? The Torah said, well, the Achar Pesach, in the case we got mixed up, means before or during Pesach. Bein b'mino, bein shlo b'mino, bottle b'shishim. I don't know how you read the Torah. No one that gave out, we're already on this for over a month, don't give me a teretz. I still have no teretz. But as far as the original statement, which is Zal Pidas HaTur, Shu, Shulchan Aruch said it based upon the Torah. I'm not sure he's right. But maybe the Torah never meant it. Because the Torah said, again, he said, Batal B'Shishim, in the case of the Achar HaPesach, what do you mean? The same Taruvas, which started from before Pesach or during Pesach, and now it's Achar HaPesach, requires Shishim. Then he says, Vafilu, and again, Mino Lo B'Mino, again, the Sharatim, Vafilu Shahaya Be'ene, with this Arab Achar HaPesach, what's it then? Batal. Batal of what? So Yosef Karasum, it's the same Shishim. I'm not convinced. Even though maybe it's Batal Barov. The Magen Avraham seems to prove from the Gemara, etc., etc. So I'm just giving you the two issues in the Torah which are problematic as terms of the attributions to the Torah. One is the Sharatian, I don't understand the words. So it's against the Torah for Feresh. And the second one, the Magen Avraham, or the Yosef Kara really, is not Mukhrach. Okay? It's a little, maybe a little complicated. You have to chazer a few times. But one thought I have to speak my conscience. I have to tell you what I think. Okay? Now let's understand why the Magen Avraham is so upset with the Torah as he understood it. Not as he understood it, as if Yosef Karo understood it. Let's call a spade a spade. The Shulchan Aruch said you require Shishim in the case in which it was this Arev after Pesach. So I'm going to open the Magen Avraham and see where he really is very upset. I mean, really, not. Completely opposed to the Shulchan Aruch. It's against the Gemara. Basically, accused him of being against the Gemara. We'll have to see if that's really true. Okay, I'm reading to you the Magen Avraham. Those who have or will chazer, read it as follows. This Arab Achar HaPesach, in each shish, Zeh Das HaTur, Avot Kol HaPoskim. That's a strong language. Kol haposkim kotzvu, the law binin shishin. V'chei mashma pashta de Talmuda. The simple read of the Gemara is that you do not require shishim. Why? Let's read together. What does he say over here? Rav Yochanan says, Chometz bizmano benos in tam, uliach hazmano mut de Rav Shimon. Im kein muchach, uliach hazmano, afilu below shishim is mutter. That's obvious. By the contrast, from Pesach to after Pesach. V'rova posik ha-kakach, hilchasa lach hazmano mut de Rav Shimon. Presumably, if Rav Yochanan meant it's mutter, even though it does give an asinah tam, so presumably Rava means exactly the same thing. Now the only way out is to say no. But when Rabbi Yochanan said it, he meant it's mutter even if it gives tam. When Rava said it, same expression, he meant it's mutter if it doesn't give tam, if there's more than 60 parts connected. Okay, we could suggest such a thing. The old Div Shishim, afilu the Rabbi Yehuda Shari, to mehechitesa la'achmer al Yosim Mishari sir. Why did it say in the Gemara, on the flam and on out, that Rav is Mati, Shlob is Ma'am Ben Mishlomino, Mutlak Rabbi Shimon? What do you mean Rabbi Shimon? Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's permissible. That's his question. The Yod, it's a Kashik Nas, and the end versus Taruvus, what's the question? V'chisal gadaitach t'shemishum Knas, yechomer mikol Yisurim? Because Rav holds Kol Yisurim is B'shishim. What's going on? And even the fourth mano, it's about the Meshishim, is the Shechadar Paskins, because no Koreks. Kolkin Liachas mano, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Elevadai the bottle Barov V'Alma. It's only a Knas V'en. That's what Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, that Lifnes mano, Tobs mano, Lachas mano, the three different gradations. And if you require Shishim, Lifnes and Lachas are exactly the same. He quotes the Rosh Simon Hey, so I make a lo hipsit. Adkan. So the Magen Avraham is very upset with the Shulchan Aruch's Psak, with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham assume comes from the Tur. So our best defense is say Lahoyed Rameel. The Tur never meant it. He only said, again, the Lashon of the Tur, one more time, again, L'achar HaPesach Rebbe Mina Be'er Shlom Mina Batla B'Shishit. That's in a case in which it was butler from before or on Pesach. There you require shishim. Otherwise, if a major problem, you're over by your roll by your motze, it's over after Pesach. Let's assume that could be a potential pshat. Ba'afilu she'ya b'yeine v'nisar v'achar Pesach. Butler, what do you mean butler? Butler b'rov? That's a bold interpretation against everybody. But if you accept my interpretation, then the questions of the Magen Avraham don't even begin. If the Torah really said what he's quoted to say, is there a way out? There has to be some kind of way out, but we can't leave out the Torah. Rav Yosef Karo, he knew Shas, right? What would you say? Who thinks Rav Yosef Karo knew Shas? Oh, shit. So Rav Yosef Karo, who said Batal Meshishim, he knew all these things. He knew all these things. He must have had some kind of a teretz. So again, the Pashto de Talmuda that I told you, is again what I think. Although what's their pasuk of the Talmud again? Because Rav Yochanan said a contrast of bismano lachas mano, bismano it's benos and tam, and shlo bismano it's mutter. Obviously Rav Yochanan is mutter even if it does give tam. Because if it doesn't give tam, it's mutter even on Pesach. So when he said the words shlo bismano. Rabosai, the last line of Chofetzim Beis. Shalom Bismana, Bain Bemina, Bain Shalomina, Mutarin, Rab Shimon, and Rabba used the exact same phrase. Shalom Bismana, the third line of Laman. Bain Bemina, Shalomina, Mutarin, Rab Shimon. So it gives you an impression that they're saying exactly the same thing. So we're suggesting no. We're using the same language. Rav Yochanan clearly meant it's Mutar, even though it gives time. But Rabba said no, it's Mutar when it doesn't give time. That's what you have to suggest. It's maybe. Maybe. Fine. The Matzah Shemel explains that if they're using the same language, it has to mean the same thing. And we say, I suggest not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. What about the question of the second question of the Magen Avraham? if Mutter or Rav means Beshishim, so even Rabbi Yehuda says so. So why is Sanker Rav Shimon? So one answer might be, he tells the truth. He passes like Rav Shimon. Or we could suggest, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same as he asks his Erev Yaktif for Mashu according to the son, so too potentially Liach Azmanah. Well, again, we can't know for sure. But it seems to we'd be able to say that we could be more matmir, viewed as more matter, as we said, more matter than Shari Sur. Why? It's included in Chumas Chametz. Chumas Chametz, we could say it's more chomer than Erev Pesach because it really was Usher at one point. It was Usher B'mashu with Nisa Karis as opposed to Erev Pesach. There are different ways to get out of that question. There are different ways. So we cannot think that Rabbi Yosef Kar Chas V'Shalom is against the Gemara. It can't be against the Gemara. There has to be some kind of a way out, possibly. Okay, Adkar. Now, the other second question, which is even a broader question, is what's the halacha on Erev Pesach? Achar Chatzos. Is that included in Zmano B'Mashu? Is that included in Shalom B'Zmano B'Shishim? What's the thing? What's the scoop? Let's turn to the Ran, where there's quite a lengthy discussion of this issue. Okay. Open to the Ran if you don't mind. Please. Just hazarding over some basics here. Okay, from both sides, the Ran. It's on page 12. On Marava, so the old print is on page Zayin Beis. Of course, the Gemara, Koloma. Bein, says, this is Rava. Koloma. Bein shenisare bidmino, bein shalom bidmino. V'hai bizmanat kama Rava, aina mishay shal salamala. Whoops. The Ran is macha from shay shal salamala. Had the achar Pesach. The lech alamei ma de bizmanat lo mikri ela chomet betocha Pesach. That's what I would have said. I will lift that pesach. Alach haPesach shalom b'zmano mikri. Tehechi leimo rova shalom b'zmano ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino mutlak Rabbi Shimon. The b'gemara muchach da chokhesel beitz. Rabbi Shimon moda nami the mishesh shal sulamala mitzur b'achila. Keva damar achmana tashvisu. The keva de mitzar. He evshar shalom yesa benos and tam. Hilkoch. Al korva mishay shol sulamala al diachar haPesach bizmano mikri. It's impossible to assume that chometz in erev Pesach in the afternoon is mutter, even if you can taste it. That's ridiculous. That's totally impossible. So since that can't be the case, he goes to the other extreme and says, "Also b'mashu." So would appear. But upon reflection, notice that the word b'mashu is not found in this entire paragraph. Did you notice that? Takes a while to think because you have to break out of your way of the Gemara said b'mashu, but it's not found in the Ran. Not only is it not found in the Ran, but within the Rif, there are different girsas. Because the Rif says, Umidalo koyav shiura lemilse urava shmamina b'mashu karav. It means those two words, b'mashu karav, which are printed in our Talmud Bavli, were not found in the Rif's version of Talmud Bavli. He says, probably is that way. And the Ran is not even sure it's true. The Ran is not true. He's not so sure, Bechlal. He's not sure. So he says as follows, just to make a long story very short. Some say it's Mashu, the Dover Sheesh Lamatiri. Some say it's Mashu Karav. And Vani Chokha, the next page, Chaf Aleph, he doesn't like Yesh Lamatiri and Svara. And then towards the right before Omar Rav, the Omar Rav on the next, right before Omar Rav on page Chaf Aleph, he says as follows. He thinks as follows. He'll come, Efsha, it's possible. I also become a Rava, but no same time come. As Rabbeinu Tam said, true, Yesh Nuskos, the Gosin, the Pirish, also the Mashu Karav. But the Rif, Nira Shemamika or Gemara, or the Shetakti, the Samta, the Chidushin, the Siyata, the Shemai. So the Ran is not even sure there's ever an Isur Mashu, ever, even on Pesach. Even on Pesach, they have an Isur Mashu. So therefore, it's possible that all the Ran is doing in the previous Dibur Masal Amar Rava is maintaining, without a doubt, that Chometz and Erev Pesach it requires Shishim. That's all he's saying. He's not saying Mashu. He's not even sure he needs Mashu on Pesach itself. That it's also the Mashu. That's all. Atkan. And what's his raya that it cannot be possibly mutter benosin tam? How can it be? If it's also bachila, by definition, it must ask benosin tam. So therefore, it's impossible to assume that chometz before Pesach, after chatzos, is permissible, even if it gives tam. So says the Ram. Again, the word Mashu is not found in this paragraph. If you look on the Yalkut Mefarshim in the back, just to refresh our memories, even this is not willing to concede necessarily. Take a look, it's on page Pevav in our print. Pevav in our print. Okay. The Chema, the Mitzvah, Yevshalo, Yesa, Bechulit. Afiluachi, Yevshalomar, hold, Eina, Osir, Elimishim, Mitzvah, Hashbosa. Kol, Shosir, Bebalira, Vitorah, Hashbosa, Osir, Bachila. V'chol she'ein tzorach hashbasa, tainu ha'idei taruvus, mutter af b'achila. It's possible to assume, believe it or not, even though you can taste the chametz, you can still eat it on Erev Pesach of the chatzos. Why? Because there's no chiv of tashbisu, because it's the taruvus. He's assuming at this point in time, you're only chayim b'ayro b'ayimaz and tashbisu, chametz b'yen. Chametz b'taruvus, which the majority is not chametz, he's assuming at this point, there's nothing, there's no bayor bayamotze, there's no tashvisu. Hence, believe it or not, there's no Yisra Achila, Erev Pesach Yom Tachatzos, Achilish Nifla Minara, the Yalkut Mefarshim suggests. That's one suggestion. Okay? Next paragraph. He Evshar Shalayesa Benosin Tam. This the next comment says. Vesirle, the Mutta, the Amar Rava, Hainu Legamri. So when Rava said mutter, what does mutter mean? Mutter means it's completely mutter, even though there's no shishim. That's we saw the Magen Avraham. It's batal berov. Avodas atur simetaf mem zayin. The after yachas mano ain a mutter kiyim b'shishim. V'yim kain ain raya. V'chein tzvili latur b'emes lifteis mano kilachas mano. And you always require shishin. The kitzur, the two different comments of the Yalkut Mefarshim have two different ways to refute that which the Ran is saying. That which the Ran is saying. By both sides. So isn't fine. So they're two different refutations. One assumes, Rabosai, that even though the Chometz of Pesach is Osir B'Achila Erev Pesach Echa Chatzos, there's no Bayro, no Tashbisu, hence, you can actually eat it, as long as it's, even if you taste it, as long as it's Batal B'Rov. And the second one says, that, you know what? Rava, Sadak the Tur, he's only Matir if it's Batal B'Shishim, and the Chinam. So it's all the same. It's mutter batal b'shishim after Pesach, mutter batal b'shishim and erev Pesach after chatzos. It's all the same thing. Okay, so those are two comments, very critical comments, right here in the Yalkut Mefarshim in the back of the Ran that we have over here. Again, the complicating factor is the Ran spoke not only here in the Pirush in the Rif, but in two other places, in the Chidushi Aran and in the Chuvas Aran. We had a whole long discussion on both sides. How do we put together all three runs to come up with something which is consistent? Very complex. Very complex. So, again, the Ran in the Chidushim more or less follows the Ran in the Pirush on the Rif. The Rif did not have the gears of the Mashu Karav, and others, in fact, said it's Mutter B'Shishim. Okay, and some of his Shesh Lamatir again, roughly following what he said in the Ran on the Rif. He's not so sure. Really, should be so. He's not so sure. Okay. And it goes further, his final question. Those who want to look up later, it's column Kuf Ayin Gimel. Okay? Kuf Ayin Gimel. Okay. Where he says, if no sin tam, why are you saying it's usur? Rabbi should have said it's mutter. It's mutter. The whole fight is about mashu. So you should say mutter. You shouldn't say usur. He says, it's no kasha, he thinks. Why is it no kasha? He says, well, Rava is not coming to pass in anything. No, he's not getting a psak. That's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel that's a Yochanan in the previous Amr. He's not discussing that at all. All he's saying is to go against. He's saying that what? When it comes, it's against Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who said that Bezmano is Mutar Shlo B'Mino. I, Rav, agree with Rav that there's no distinction. B'Mino, B'Mino are all Asur. Rabosai on Pesach itself. That's as far as on Pesach. And after Pesach, again, so Bismano, they're both the same. They're Asur. What Asur? How Asur? Where Asur? Depends. Some say Mashu, some say Shishin. I'm not getting involved in that question either. I'm not discussing. If you hold it's Asur B'Kol HaTorah Kul B'Mashu, here too. Also, B'Kol HaTorah B'Shishin. Here too. Fine. But either way, it's Xerah, Shlom Amino, Atomino. I accept Rav against Shmuel. Fine. That's all he said. No more than that. And he says further, Rabosai, Mino and Ein Mino Ashavin, Bein Lifnei Zmano, right? Bein Liacha Zmano. The din is the same. The Rav is only going against Shmuel. He's not passing the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? But at the beginning, Rabbeinu, I'm going to read footnote 408. The Ran said that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan. You get an impression, Rabbi Osai, that he holds that it's like the Shiltis, that's bottle of Bishishin. But there's no psak connector. You get an impression that the Ran is a big makel over here. It's only Bishishin. That's the impression conveyed from the Chidush Aran. But then on both sides is the Chubas Aran. The Chubas Aran seems to say it's B'mashu. So, hold on, slow. Take that back. He seems to go with Shishim again. So in footnote 31, Ayin Birka Yosef, Tofem Zayin, Shadiq Medivra Rabbeinu, Shechometz Mishesho Solomala is B'shishim. The kasha, it's against what he wrote in the Pirush in the Rif, also the mashu. Not true, he said. He never used the word mashu. He just said that chametz after Pesach is prohibited. Prohibited what? He never said the mashu. The prohibited might only be v'nosin ta. He never used the word mashu. That's how we answer the question of footnote 31. But again, since you don't have the Ran in front of you and it's chubas, we discussed this last time. Barichus, the main issue that the Ran is discussing over here is a different issue. This issue, an issue of what we call Ki Amrina Liftei Zmana B'Shishim, that if you eat it Kodem HaPesach, Mishei Shol Solomala, so we'll say it's B'Shishim. And I insist it's 31's question, it's no question. Avo Lo'ochlo B'Soch HaPesach Ika L'Meimar. You could say Sh'af HaPish in his battle Kodem HaPesach, B'Soch HaPesach who chose a veneer. Obviously, chose a veneer is assuming, Rabbi Osai, that chometz for Pesach, for argument's sake, is b'mashu. If it's not b'mashu, even on Pesach, there's nothing to talk about. If there's battle before Pesach, Rabbi Osai, b'shishim, the once he says it's battle b'shishim, Rabbi Osai, then there's no, this whole run could be a theoretical discussion. When you do, or when you don't say chos avinir. And then he says, it's follows. The fifa clearly is bottom line, la halacha. Shekeven she'ein ba'osim chitna mevukos epen mishishim. Yeah? It's less than 1/60. What he says? Mutter litchon hakol kodem arba'osar v'lecho. You can grind it up and eat it. Aval lemaisa lemlaani libi laakol bekach. But lemaisa, he's chickening out a little bit. What is chickening out a little bit? Because maybe there are those who say that chometz bePesach is in fact b'mashu, and he's not willing to necessarily go against them. So we thought that the Ran is really noted personally to say it's batal b'shishim, the girsas shiltas. He's not so sure it's true. If you'll say that chometz bePesach is in point of fact b'mashu, then the question will be, do you say chozer v'nir, who was batal b'shishim before Pesach? That's a question which again he goes back and forth on. He thinks that mikra din, you really shouldn't say chozer v'nir. If you ground it up, then it's before, right? Back and forth. The kids, I see that everyone's lost, so I just want to give you a little bit of a brief summary. It really took me half a shiur, I'm sorry it took so long, of some of the complications that we ran into, both in terms of the tour and in terms of the run. And I apologize for losing everybody, but I felt it's important they should realize that we had a long discussion. We just summarize it very much in brief. Good. We have only half a shiur to go. We have much more to talk about. So let's now start part two of today's shiur. It'll be easier. We know that chametz v'pesach, Rabosai, according to the way we pass on halacha and Shulchan Aruch, is aser b'mashu. We also know that chametz v'pesach is aser b'hanoah. Do the two of them go together? Is the iser b'mashu an iser hanoah or not an iser hanoah? So let's turn our attention, Rabosai, if you don't mind, to the rush. To the rush, please. Take a look on the rush. He says, "V'din tarovis chometz b'mashu im osur b'hano." So it's an open question. Well, kasafti b'shili meseches avodah zarah. Oh man, the Rosh was trying to save ink. He refers you to what he wrote in Meseches Avodah Zarah. So the problem is not everybody has a Meseches Avodah Zarah in front of them. We spent a lot of time on this again last time around, and many people don't have a Rosh in front of them. It's in Perek Hey, the end of Siman Lamed, where it says that the riff sounds like it's Asur, Bano, and the River suggests that it's Mutter, and the Rosh thinks that it's Asur. You know why? Because Tam Kikid Doraisa, also with respect to Hano, and the River disagrees. The River says Tam Kikid only with respect to Achila, and now with respect to Hano. Okay, but the makhlok is Tam Kikar, which is then. Let's repeat Rabbi Osai. Tam Kikar is if it gives a Tam 1 in 60. Chazal went ahead and they said that Mashu is Osir. It's also even Mashu, even though there's no real Tam. It's Osir again, even Bahano. So they said we have to give a Mashu on Pesach the same status as we give a Nesinus Tam for all the Yisurei Torah. What status is that? Is it Asur B'Hano or not? So the Rif and the Rosh say that it is, and the Ravid suggests, and the Ran quotes it, that perhaps it's not. And unfortunately, we don't have the Gemara and Masechta Avodah Zarah in front of us, but you all are both have a Mordechai in the back. So please turn, if you don't mind, to the Mordechai Siman Tov Kuf Nun Ches. Before I read you the Mordechai, there's a fourth wild cheetah, which brought in with the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is Berek Abayis. We've now became familiar with the Berek Abayis. Believe it or not, it's Asur Hanoah as the most Chomer of Yisurei Hanoah, which is Klai HaKerem, which is Shir B'Masai, Butlin 200. That's only the Ra'ah can come up with this Kushna compromise. No one else could even think of it. It's the Ra'ah. Open the Mordechai. You have it all in front of you, Rabbi Osai. Simen Tov, Kuf, Nun, Ches.
Where was it in the Rosh Perek A?
Sof Simen Lamed, the Avodah Zarah. Tav Kuf Nun Ches Nishlar Ben Yechil Mi Paris Al Tarnagolet Shenimtze Bachita Bebishul Afilu B'Yomim HaRishon Shal Pesach V'Yaf Al Pi Shachita Oysa Mevukas V'Chomets Oso Ba'ano Imut Al Lemokul Anokri. You sell this chicken to a guy. Peheshiv the mutta limko atanagolos and nafri miyad. Sell it right away. Ben tzorach la'ashol sarachara pesach. But you have it. The cool is you can sell it to the guy now. The chumra would be to wait left the pesach and then sell it to a guy. The fee, why is it mutter? She'ena nim keres yosef b'shul achita shenitzes b'sofa b'yoker. Mishalonim says. You're not going to charge you more money because of the piece of wheat that's there. Nimso she'ena hano klal min achita. You have no hano from the chita itself. Now wait a minute, this is a sleight of hand. You have no hano from the chita. You have hano from the chicken. And the chicken is a chicken which has an inner, what we call a mashu of chita. Says, what's going on over here? What's this all about? So it seems, though, despite my protestations, that the Rav Mordechai is a psach aloch ala maisa, Rav Osai. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Tov mem zayin sif aleph. Look there first. Please turn with me. Tov mem zayin sif aleph. Tov mem zayin sif al. Chametz v'pesach oseh tarubos v'memina shalemino v'mashu afilu bahana. Black and white. It's also bahana. What could be clearer? Also bahana. Also bahana. There we go. Finished. Nothing to talk about. That's in Tov mem zayin sif al. Turn again if you don't mind to Tov samach zayin sif yud. Tav Samach Zayin Sif Yud. Tarnagolos Mevusheles. His son Mordechai Bar Beis Pesachim. Shenimtza Bava Pesach Chita Mevukas. Muta Lamachol En Yehudi She'en Enim Keres Ozeh B'Yoka B'Shel Achita Shenit B'Sofa. Wow, what's going on over here? He earlier says Ozeh B'Ano. Now he says you can sell it. Who cares that you're not having Ano from the chita itself. Having enough of the chicken, which is mixed in the mashu, with this chita. Strange. Sure enough, the Rama says, "Uvimdinas elu noagin listro fakol." That's what I would have said. That they burn the whole thing, because the remainder of the some of the wheat gives, I don't use the word taste, because it's butler b'shishim, but gives something of itself into the remainder of the chicken. So should ask the mashu. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Sukkot Nemal, Mutal Amachor Lanachri, Achre Sheheisir Achita Mimena, Lo Nishir Alatam Achometz, Sheflita Achita Matanagolos, Lo Yashena Bebeis of the Mosul the Mikhle. You have to get rid of it right away. The Mordechai implied, if you want to be mach, we should hold on to it until after Pesach. He's saying, no, can't do that. You can make time to eat it. Okay? And what's he saying, Rabbi Osai? Even though you got rid of the chita, you still can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? For a simple reason. There was a chita there. It gave us a bit of taste into the chicken. Even though it's butler b'shishim, chametz v'pesach ases v'mashu. This is a sleight of hand. What's he saying over here in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Mordechai, that since you didn't sell it for a higher price because of the wheat, no miserano. What are you saying? The entire chicken has the influence of chita, although less than Sinas Tam, the entire chicken should be awesome. What do you mean you're not going to fetch a higher price because of the wheat? There's a major problem. That's why the Rambo I thought was right. So I thought. From both sides, these are a major issue we're discussing one by one. We go a little slowly, a little bit at a time. Let's go back to the original question about Isur Ba'ano. L'chora depends on the nature of the din of Tam Ke'ikra. What does Tam Ke'ikra teach? According to the Rambam, we'll call it, Tam Ke'ikra tells you that the original Isur is not bottom. Why? Nikar Isur. If I have bugs which get into my salad and I see them crawling, I say, no problem, the bug will burrow. That's ridiculous. I see him. You just pull him out and throw him in the garbage. You can't. It's Nikar Isur. So the Chiddush of the Rambam is another way of having Nikar Isur. How so? Taste it. If you can taste the Isur, That's considered to be Nikar Iser. For this very same reason, according to the Rambam, if you have Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, it's Malkus. What are you getting Malkus on? On the original Iser. The original Iser is Nikar because of the taste. But you'd only get Malkus if there's so much there. If you have a Kazayas Achilas Pras of the general mixture, you're going to be eating a Kazayas of the original Tarfus. Memeler Abosai. Since the nature of the din when it comes to the Pesach v'Mashu is that it's not Botel Rabosai, so by definition, it's also by no. By definition, it's not Botel, it's also by no. The same as Pesach with Ben, Chometz Pesach Ben is also by no, because it's not Botel. However, there are those who say, for those who disagree, and say no. They say no. That Hanah is mut. Why? So here I had enough seichel to bring with me the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, which again, I'm sorry you don't have it in front of you. Even if you had it, it wouldn't help. But I'm going to quote you now from the Yalkut Mefarsh on the Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah. If you want to look it up later on, it's on page Sadi Dalad in these fancy runs in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, and the Yalta Mefarshin thereon, which can be found again in the fancy edition on page Kuf Yud Ches. So the Ran asks, how can it be Mitzoso Nisbatel or Mitzoso Lo Nisbatel? How can it be? Okay. So the quotes over here in the Meloah Rome in the back. No. The reason that Machla Machla the Easter Kores. So I know there's no Kores, as we well know. So therefore does not ask the Masha? But a great answer, simple answer. The whole Easter Masha is of Kores, there's no Kores by Ano. That's answer number one. Answer number two from the Meloah Rome. Second answer. Fancier answer. Those who ask it because why? Dovash Yeshna Matir. The Rambam. We spoke about it before. We saw it in the Ran. Fine. Listen to this. Ul'inyan ha'na lo shayach dovash Yeshna Matir. The concept does not apply. Why? Because what's the reason for dovash Yeshna Matir lo bato? Why? That time. Ad she tochlena b'yisr tochlena b'heter. Vahano Yocholios Kamayom Gan the Mocha. Sir that's a Kohanos Shaina Shot Kilui. It's not consumed. Can have a no today and a no tomorrow again. Who said this word? It's slach. Mesef the Beit Zadav Gimel. And him Sachim on that Testament base. It's Mechavat of Itzlach, he says. Since when it comes to Hanos, which can be repeated, you can smell. I smell it today and smell it tomorrow. Don't tell me, don't smell it today. It's Yeshua Matin and I can smell it tomorrow. I want to smell it today and tomorrow. Only when it comes to eating, you can only eat something once. Then we say, why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. They had to go. When it comes to smelling, it's different. So therefore, he's suggesting it's also the mashu ba'achila, but not ba'ano. Why? Because in certain anos, it's not a Yeshua Matin. Anyone say, made a low plug of the cooler by all anos to be the same. So these are the two terutzim and refutations, the distinctions, I should say, in Achila Hanoah, as set forth in the Meloah Rom, Sadi Yaakov Mefarshim, in the Masechta Avodah Zarah on the Ran page, Sadi Dalad in the Dapei Harif, in the new edition, it's found on page Kuf Yud Ches, column 4, from the Meloah Rom. Fine. Fine. We mentioned before the din of Shulchan Aruch, which we still are not exactly sure why it should be so, but I can't argue that Shulchan Aruch says so. Chazir again, Rabbi Osai, Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Yud. I just want to end with this, go up to the next issue. Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Yud. What does it say? Tanagolas, Mevushela, Shenitzel, Bepesach, Chitim, Mevukas, Mutla, Lemocha, and Yehudi, So the Mishnebura Mem Aleph. Achre shehesir hachita mimena. Lo nishel tamachamet sheflita hachita betanagolus. What? He removed the grain. He removed the kernel of grain. Who said so? I am Gimel. Lo dor mi lemashet sasam amurish is my kasha. Hamachab amurish sim in the top mem zayin. The tainer ovus chametz b'mashu asavan. Oh, umashved lo mahani shemetzo. Yeah. Says the Sharatzion, Hoso Mairi called him Shaysim Amoshim Zachamets Misham. Hoshi Eev Shalasim. The Gufa Chametz Morabo. So if you can't get rid of the original Chametz, then everything is prohibited, it's Graz. But if you can get rid of it, then what? Then, once you get rid of it, you can sell to the Goy. Why? How the words fit in. If you get rid of the chita before you sold it, this line is very troubling. You're not selling it more expensive because of the chita which is there. Now, shenim says, is it present tense or past tense? Who's a grammarian here? Present? How would you say it in past? Nimtza. Okay. That confirms what I think against Alter Rebbe, not Al Lubavitcher. Okay, what can I do? So the Rebbe's Shver, if you ask me. That's just from the grammatical perspective of the Nitzitz, maybe it sounds like it's present. But if it's not present, I'm not selling it for more money because the Chita's there. It's not there anymore. What are you talking about? So I thought really that it was there. It was there. So how do you get, there's a steer galuya between Rabosai, between Tuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph and Tuf Sano Zayin Sif, if you don't accept the Alter Rebbe's Torah. So the Chazon Ish, which is found in the back, says like this: it's also to give it to your dog, it's only mutter to sell it. Alright? It's also to give it to your dog, and it's mutter to sell it. Why? 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 If you're telling me it's us that have physical hanah to smell it, so I forgive the rhyme. You can sell it, you can't smell it. Ah, that wakes everybody up. You can sell it, you can't smell it. That makes much more sense logically, because smelling is hanah saguf, and selling is only financial gain. But here, what are you saying? You can't. I ran out of rhymes. He says, you cannot give it to your dog, but you can sell it. I can't rhyme it, I'm sorry. You cannot give it to your dog, but you can sell it. The question becomes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when you give it to your dog, there's also only a financial gain. The difference. The answer, I believe, is found in the Mishnah Berurah, Tuf Mem Ches, Chaf Ches. I think one of the Talmidim pointed out last time around, I give credit. I'm not sure what it is exactly. Whoever gets the credit still gets the credit. Tuf Mem Ches, Ches. Please turn. What did I say? Chaf Ches. Tuf Mem Ches, Sif Katan, Chaf Ches. What does it say? It says, Also Lahachi Lechemso Bepesach Afil Lebehemas Acherim O Shal Hefke. You can't even give it to Hefke. Why not? No, I know. If it belongs to Hefker, says Kofkes, the Yesh lo Hano b'mashem memalei ritzono laspia behema. Rabosa, I'm not getting physical Hano. I'm getting emotional Hano. There's three levels: financial, emotional, physical. Emotional is in between. Emotional is in between. If you look here in Sharati and Ayin Hay, Levushim Baron Avram. This idea of having hana, that emotional hana, umashma lechora du hadoraisa, v'lo mishum chum v'dechomitz, v'lifizeg am b'shar yisuri hana osur, primigodem is mesupik, hashpat tells like us, and the Gura says no, the Gura says, dakle b'ave chomitz is osur. It's called emotional hana, is only osur when it comes to chomitz. Okay, so let me suggest you this answer. I'm also like three different levels of Hana. Okay? Fine. Yes?
Rabbi said in that there were four of them. I didn't get all four.
Yes, the fourth is the Ritva, and then there are there's an Isra Hana up to 1 and 200.
Rosh, Rabbit, Ritva, and
Hana. The Mordechai. The Mordechai is the one we pass on. We spent some time on. Samanas, there are also Samanas and Mutter. The way we had suggested it, right. He's saying that financial Hana is Mutter, but emotional Hana and Kavachomer physical Hana is us. Best we can do, Rabbi Osai. Okay? Everyone with me so far? Yes?
I just want to question Rabbi, who's explaining the Machlokes between Rambam and the Raivin.
By Tank Eker.
Tank Eker and Eker. It's just how would Rabbi explain the Raivin?
The Raivin says no. Tank Eker, the original Issa is butter. There's a brand new Issa called taste. Oh, Issa by Achir. If they're not tasting it, there's no Issa. It's a new Issa. It's Tank Eker Pshad, the original Issa is not butter. Well, Tank Eker means there's a new Issa. Easier of time, not also about us, at least the taste, only your taste buds. Okay, that's a much longer topic. Okay, fine. Rabbi Osai, I want to discuss with you a few other things, and I want to try to get it done in the requisite time. One is, Rabbi Osai, Dover Sheish Lamatir. So we saw in the Ran a lengthy discussion, which is we read it, is it Yesh Lamatir, is it Ein Lamatir? What do you think? What would be your logical impulse? Is it Yesh Lamatir? Or is it Ein Lo Matir? What would you say? Guys, you can express an opinion. I'm happy to hear what you have to say. Is Chavetz Yesh Lo Matir or Ein Lo Matir? Can I make my vote? I would say it's a Yesh Lo Matir. Why? Because wait till after Pesach, it's going to be Mutter. I go back to that expression I read to you before. I think I read it to you from the Kovetz Mephoshim in Avodah Zarah. Not in Sachem. So you didn't see the words, unfortunately, inside. Acha tochlenu b'yisr, tochlenu b'ed. That's a paraphrase of Rashi, Masech Tebeitza, on Av Gimel. So why take a chance? Why eat it based upon Bittel? Just wait a little while. Let me put the view without any Bittel. I mean, this is a Meridic, right? It's a Meridic of ours. That's what I would have thought. There are a number of problems. Let's go back to the Ran. We saw the Ran already. Let's see the Ran again. Every line in the Ran is important. The Ran, we didn't see every line. Let's take a look together, okay? It's Vani Choke. Big bold letters Vani. And now print it's Peshkov Aleph. And the old print, it's Zayin and Beis. Can we see the word Vani? Big bold letters Vani. Vani Choke B'tam Zeh Abyesh Amatir. The Misa, the Rava, Ki Amar, Osalad Mitameh, Amaroi Kamoi Kamar. Rava is not agreeing with the earlier Amaroim. They said it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda Mimino's B'mashe. And he's giving a new reason. Lohava the Milse. He shouldn't have just said what he said. He should have explained it's Yesh Lamatir. Be'od. It says in Beit Dav Gimel, Yesh Lamatir Nafil Belef Lo Batal. It's a Dinder Rabbanon. Okay. V'keva the Rabbanon Havi, Heichi Machmerinan Tfei, L'migzer Shelo B'mino Otu Mino. Why is it Gzera? If you don't like Rav, the Min B'mino is a Doraisa, I understand. But according to this opinion, Min B'mino is the Rabbanon, and why therefore are they answering Eino Mino, Otu Mino? Third question, the only time it's considered Yesh L'Matirin is if the Min itself, Hamin Ba'atzmo, also Lios Nifter. Here, no. The chametz itself is aser, chametz shavu Pesach. Even though the taruvus is mutter, we should still consider to be not a davar sheyesh lo matir. The kids are, they go back and forth. Then there were those who said as follows: when Rav Shimon said aser made a knas, he only asked it to be machmir, not to be mekel. But if his knas will lead to a result, it's no longer sheyesh lo matir. He never meant to do that. Says the Rana, it makes no sense. Bottom line, once he asked it, it's going to be it's lemaisa, the Yisra itself is Ein Lo Matirin. Sorry, Charlie. This is what the Rana has pikpukim with the svara of Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. But I'm a plain Jew. If you ask me, I would say, this Taruvis this tarumas is going to be mutter. Don't tell me the chametz n has to be mutter. No, the tarumas has to be mutter. I'm a practical Jew. A practical Jew would say this tarumas is going to be mutter in a week. Why take a chance right now? That's what I would have said. But here it's important to distinguish between the practical, which is me, based on Rashi HaKodesh, and the Ran, who has a lumdus. Who remembers the Ran's lumdus? Why Dava Shesh Namatirin, I feel the Elflo Bapa, a whole Ran in the Dara. Fancy lumdus. The Ran says that Bittul is based upon contrast. Yisr, it had to clash, it had to be about the Yisr. The less the contrast, the less the chance it's going to be Bapa. Says the Ran, a Dava Shesh Namatirin is not a full-blown, full-fledged Yisr. It's not a full-blown, full-fledged Isser, because it's going to be mutter anyway next week. So therefore, it does not contrast strongly enough with the heter to create what? To create bittul. This explains at the Ran why we pass in halacha that dava shesh matirin is bottle min b'shein amino, and it's ain't a bottle only min b'mino. What's the difference? Says the Ran, if it's a min b'shein amino, the physical contrast combines with the quasi halacha contrast. After all, right now it is also supposed to have to. So the quasi halacha contrast plus the physical contrast puts it over the top and makes a bottle. As opposed to where there's only a quasi halacha contrast, although right now it's also going to be mutter anyway down the road, and it's been mimino, then it's not bottle. The Ran, that's a fancy foot, that's famous. The fancy footwork Ran in Masechta Nedar Madaf Nun Beis. Okay? Again, if you asked me, I would be a push of the Jew and say like Rashi, it's a matter of practicality, and that's all. That's what I would have said. Fine. The question becomes, this remains to be answered, if Rava says a new reason against Amaroi Kamoi, he should have said so. He can ask that question even a better way. If you're so smart, it's Yesh Lamatirim, how come none of the three Amoroim? 0 for 3! Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, nobody said it. How come they didn't spell it out? To this, the Ramban and Rabbeinu David say that Dovash Yesh Lamatirim is found in the Gemara, in the Dorah of the Rav Shimon. We don't pass like him. And that's the opinion of the quote Amoroi Kamoi. The early Amoroim, the earlier generations, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, that we call first generation Amoroim. It's only later in life, at the end of the Amoroim Tikkatufa, Rav Ashi Beferish and Beitza, and Rav is already also the next to the last generation of Amoroim. They said about 5 generations, so Rav was 4 and Rav Ashi is 5. They're the ones who first woke up to this new possibility that Davash Yesh Namatir and Afil Levla Batal, Halacha L'maisa. That's why the first three didn't mention it, and Rava didn't mention it, and Rav Ashi mentioned it in the Masechta Beis. So there's a way to get out of this problem as well. I guess it's sort of quote semi-historical, but that's what the poskim said. Now, another issue which the poskim bring in, that is, that it's true that the Chometz of Pesach is going to become mutter as soon as Pesach is over. But you know what? It's going to become usher again next Pesach. Yes, me. So what? Who cares? Take a look at Rabosai in the Mordechai Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel. Take a quick look. Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel. That's presumably in his he's going to get the parish of the peer that some shul say on Shabbos Agado. It's a sore point by me. Okay? The Lo Shayach Lomar Dovash Yesh Lamatirin Hecha Shamalka Miskalker. If the food gets ruined on a practical level, you can't say wait till it becomes mutter. If you can't wait till it's going to get ruined. Then it says, Mishem Rabbeinu Chaim Katz. Dover Hatzchozel Yisuro Me'elov. You go on Chomets. Shachozel Lashon Ha'abol Yisuro. Lo shayach lo madama shel shematirin. Can you imagine that? Kol shken dava shein ve'en, kim time of yalma. This whole Mordechai is one big riddle to me. I don't see the kol shken. It's a separate question. I don't see any kol shken. Number two, it seems to me that the two lines in the Mordechai are on opposite sides of the world. The first one is a practical, like Rashi Shita. Why eat it now? Wait a little bit. Yeah, it's going to get spoiled, so you can't wait. But the second line, Rabbeinu Chaim Katz, it's going to become Osir again next year. Rashi would say, who cares? You have 51 weeks to eat it. Why take a chance? Only the Lamdim, we go with the Lamdish version of the Ran, that here it's a heter, and there it's an absolute Isser, the contrast. Where the Isser it's given to a subsequent heter, it's not such a strong contrast. And you can argue, but if the Isser is going to return, then it's a stronger contrast. But the Mordechai has these statements back to back. According to me, the first version works according to Rashi, and the second works according to the Ran. So I'm a bit of a loss to understand what's going on, and that Koshka at the end, in the end, I don't understand either. One of my questions against the Shitas of Mordechai, I'm just mentioning the questions that I have. I'm not telling you what the din is, but Rabbo said we have to open this halacha lemaisa, the siman Tov Mem Zayin Siv Beis. Tov Mem Zayin Rabbo Zayin Siv Beis. Chomet Shinis Arab Mishay Shol Sulamala Ad Alayla Eina Osa B'Mashu Eladino Kishari Surin, and it's Batul B'Shishin, presumably Kishari Surin. Take a look in Tezayin, he spells it out. In this Arab Lach Balach Mishbatul B'Shishin, in this Arab Yovish B'Yovish Mishbatul Chad B'Trei, and it says Achzorich La'ochlo Kodem HaPesach, the B'Pesach Chozer V'Neir K'mavur B'Hagol L'Kamon M'Sivdal. We'll come to that momentarily. So here's this an idea. Okay, so what does it say? The chomes b'shei shalos on the mala, not b'mashim. Rebbeinu shalom. If the Ran Svar is right, it's a yesh lamatirin. So it should be also erev Pesach after chatzos as well, b'mashu, isn't it? Take a look at the Bir Halacha in the top line of page Chav Gimel. With the sozim amachaber mash v'dafil b'mino nami dino achi b'sagi b'shishim. Why not? Nobody tells you why not? Shmitam b'lashana haba close of Vanessa. Oh, man. Okay. That's what it sounds like. That's the reason he gives. Whatever it is. It sounds like it's the lum de Cherise. The lum de Cherise. So what appear? The Chorus has to go with the Shiva, Haran. The Kiveg already says so. Go with the Rashi, makes very little sense. Okay. Fine. Now, this Chozer Veneer story, where's that come from? Turn to the Rosh Rav Osai at the end of Siman Hei. Please turn Rosh end of Siman Hei. I know we are gradually running out of time, but we're making some progress, Rav Osai. Okay. End of Siman Hei. What does it say? It says v'chometz mishe shos on the mala. The last two lines of column one on page two. Afal pi shalogan olam haTorah with small tzadis. Kevon she'ein bo kores. Hamei u'kashari sur in the bottle of b'shishin. U'mutter af b'pesach. Kevon shenis batal kodem haPesach rabosai. The Rosh is beferish that what? So what? Eino chozer v'niyur. Eino chozer v'niyur. How do we paskin? Let's turn to Siman Tov Mem Zayin Siv Dalin and see what it says. Im this, you look with me inside. Im this arev achomet kolim haPesach nisvatan b'shishin. Eino chozer v'niyur b'pesach lesser b'mashu. That's the first day, right? Yesh Chokim, and some disagree. How do we pass the Medina? Says the Rama. The Noag and Kisvar, we show the Bechol Tarovas, Shulach Balach. Okay. So balach balach, we are mekil. Okay, so Rosh is presumably talking about. Fine. Okay? So we're mekil. We're mekil. What's the reason to fight this out? What are the reasons to asa? What are the reasons to be matir? That's the famous Chumash Haran, talks about this. One reason to asa is to say, what do you mean it was bottle before Pesach? It was heter beheter. Heter beheter lo bottle. That's found explicitly over here in this discussion of the Chumash Haran. He wants to know. Ain heter is bottle beheter. Goes back and forth. He says, no, it's not true. I can bring you a raya that heter beheter is bottle. When we hash shamina, the heter beheter is bottle. That's all. Mishamina nami kevich in his bottle shuvei nechosav veneer. Here we go. I read there's two pages over here on the chuvas around that we spent so much time on last time. Around. That's what we said. That's what we said. Okay. Fine. Important chuvas around. Important chuvas around. Okay. Not everyone agrees with this though. Some disagree. Some disagree with this whole mahalach. Now. Again. This is a long discussion which time will not allow us to get into in greater detail. In greater detail. I have to cut this a little bit short because we don't have the time. But, Rabosai, how do you finish reading the Ramah? That's critical. So, lach balach, we're going to be making. Miu, bedover yove shenish arev. Oshiesh lochosh the taroves, gon pas shenof aliyayin, apapish and natolam isham, also the pesach. Okay? The chashin and shemel nishubo piruim, and also the tam pesach. That's how the Ramah concludes this statement. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, okay? Mishnah Berurah Chalamet Gimel. The B'yavah Shin Esar Ev Konim Pesach Be'en Shin Esar Echaz V'matzah Chad B'Trey Or Nishtar B'Shish And B'Yoseh Amina D'choz And V'Nir B'Pesach Yim Shal Chometz B'Yen V'Kein Tzorach L'Ochol Konim Pesach V'Mechad B'Trey Osa Af L'Hashos Mi D'Rabonon V'Yesh Kama Chonish Esor In the last two lines D'Af Yavish B'Yavish Amina D'choz And V'Nir That's only if you bake it again, etc., etc., etc. But eat it the way it is, it's okay. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be interpreting the Ramah, Yovesh B'Yovesh. Rabbo say it seems to be it's simply incorrect. Where do you find the word Yovesh B'Yovesh? I don't say Yovesh B'Yovesh. I say the words, Umiyu B'Dava Yovesh, Shenis Arev into what? To the contrary, this Arev into a double lach. That's exactly the example which is being given over here in the Ramah. Pasher Nafaliyayin. We're not discussing Yavesh B'Yavesh at all. We're not discussing it. Who's talking about Yavesh B'Yavesh over here? This was sort of an assumption over here. Who said? Who said it's true? Who said it's true? L'hoi B'Amei Olam. As a matter of fact, Rabosai, as a matter of fact, take a look in Simon Tuf Mem Beis. Okay? Tuf Mem Beis, Rabosai. Tuf Mem Beis. Siv Dalet. Dovash in the Sarabo, Chomas in the Machal Odom Klal. Da 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 da. Okay? Ulekama and Simintam from Zion Sivdal Yisboer, Yesh Cholkin or Matirin in this battle called a Pesach, Vahochi Kaimala. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel. Svirlu, the Kavash when this battle called a Pesach, Lo Arminon, the Chose of Vene. Achmash Siyam, Vahochi Kaimala, Upele! Terehu kotzav sham da minig lahokal bezeh v'loma shukvanis batalu rak davka kshinesarav lach balach v'lo kshinesarav yovesh b'yovesh question mark and my punctuation question mark. The Chevron Moshe asks the question. The answer is lahoyed v'ameyolim. In Tov Mem Zayin never said yovesh b'yovesh. It said yovesh balach, not yovesh b'yovesh. That would answer this question again if it's in fact true. There's a whole discussion. How do you read the Ramah? May bring it to your attention. Briefly. Not enough time to go into it in great detail. Just a small discussion. I want to say two more things in the small time that's allotted to us. Very, very short time we have. One, I want to make a comment that I made last time around in terms of the expression of the Tshuva Zeran. An expression which we spent some time on, and I don't want to lose it, so I want to just mention it again. It's a phrase. The phrase and the expression is as follows. It has to do with the Chometz and Erev Pesach. But the phrase which we spent some time on is as follows. Find it again. Oh, the Dilma ki amrina the lifnei zmano b'shishim. If you get an impression from the Ran, that's a mafurish gemar. The ki amrina lifnei zmano is b'shishim or batal b'shishim. Where? Who? Where does it say so? Where does it say so? Where? Where does it say so? Where? Unless you assume, Rabbi Osai, that lifnei zmano is included in the phrase of shalom zmano. That's a famous question. Our Gemara is a kind between zmano and liachas zmano. It's clear in the Gemara that the liachas Pesach is liachas zmano. What's unclear is what is the status of lifnei Pesach. So if that's the case, the Ran in the Tshuva seems to go against the Ran in his Pirush on the Rif. They want to make the following suggestion. That the expression Lo Shalom Bizmano must include Lifnei Zmano. Otherwise, there shouldn't have been a conflict between Bizmano and Shalom Bizmano. It should call a spade Bizmano and Liacha Zmano. Therefore, what emerges, Rabbi Osai? What emerges is, Rabbi Osai, you don't say Chozer Veneer on Erev Yomtiv. Rabbi Osai. Lifnei Zmano is not b'mashu, means Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Despite that fact, the Ran could still have a suffix whether it's Chozer Veneer on Pesach proper. On Pesach proper. So the two separate cutoff points. Here the Ran says that Erev Yontif, if it's Nisarev, Dino, B'mashu, according he suggests. But as far as Chozer Veneer, they're only Machmir, Rabosai, on Pesach proper, and not an Erev Pesach. I know it sounds a little hard for you to follow, but I just didn't want to lose this deal we had in Lashon Diran. Now, final point for today, the last few minutes, discusses the issue of Yavesh B'Yavesh. Yavesh B'Yavesh. What, in fact, is the din of Yavesh B'Yavesh? What is the din? Let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Turn to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Turn to the Shulchan Aruch. What's the din of Yavesh B'Yavesh? Take a look at the Mishnah Brura over here. It's a Katan Lamed Gimel, where he said, Chozer Veneer. You have to understand the question. What's the original status of Yavesh V'Yavesh? Where did it come up in the first place? Right? The Rosh said, the Din Tairoves Chometz V'Mashu V'Matzah Yavesh V'Yavesh is the Rosh end of Siman Hey. I wrote about it in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Oh, this is frustrating. We don't have the Masechta Avodah Zarah in front of us. It's not here in front of us. The question is, what does the Shulchan Aruch say about Yavesh V'Yavesh? Let's take a look here in Siman Tav Mem Zayin later on, Tav Mem Zayin towards the end, Siv Tes, Yavish B'Yavish, Afal Gav De B'Shari Surim Chai B'Trei Botel, Chomet B'Matza, Afilu B'Elef, Lo Botel. Obviously you can't tell which is which. If a pace of the gematza and a chomet the gematza. So Afilu B'Elef, Lo Botel. Okay? This is what some suggest. V'yesh Omrim, the chomet Shavu L'Shari Surim B'Zeh, and his bottle Berov. So you have two extremes on both sides. Mamish two extremes. Either it's b'mashul or it's batel b'rov. Wow, you can't get any more extremes than that. Let's take a look a little bit to see some of the sources that we can see. We don't have the Gemara about the Zohar in front of us, but some sources we can see. Who says afilu be'elef lo batel? Okay, take a look at the Mordechai Tov Kuf Nun Gimel. We have some sources which we are at our disposal. Open up, please, to the Mordechai. Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, if you don't mind. Tav Kuf Nun Gimel in the Mordechai. You see what he says? You see the words? Tav Kuf Nun Gimel. Kiko Shal Chomet Shinesarev and Kiko Shal Matzah Eino Botali Olam. Finished. The Afal Gav the Yavish, the Yavish Chavetre Botel, Afima Drabon and Shari. Why? Each one by itself. It's about the Barom, it's about Torah, Sulach Hashin, and the Bechol Karabin and Zeshel Hetahu. Yeah. That's if I used to know some time. The Kevin Shani Surah, the Machmas Tamo. And therefore, each one you say, I'm to be Tom Heter. So we'll make it. I will be Surin Shech Mir by the Osun, the Malam in the Sinus Tam. For example, Chomets. And hefresh ben yavesh lebolu shere lo machmas tamon bilvad asarum elachomu shechmir beisurin elu. Finished. It's also no matter what. Ainim betalin lemar davdom but the truma shenisaber bechulin and for the yavesh beyavesh ain all of the pachas mimeya v'chenir the rashba. This is the opinion of the Mordechai. That's one opinion in Siman Tav Mem Zayin. The other opinion goes to the other extreme. And says what? No, it's batel berov. It's batel berov, Rabosa. It's batel berov. Okay, that's as far as the original din of whether it's batel or not batel. What about the chozer veneer aspect? Why is the Rad distinguished between chozer veneer, which we apply to yavish, we'll say yavish balach, but not to lach balach? The answer of Osei is that lach balach, as Makor Chaim says, is command alesa. Once liquid got mixed into liquid, it's like it doesn't even exist, the original liquid. But yavesh, either yavesh b'yavesh, or now let's just take a start with that, is command the isa. So you cannot rely upon the original bittel. So you're not allowed to hold on to yavesh b'yavesh, because it's the equivalent of eating them all together. We saw before in the Mordechai, Yavish, Yavish, and eat them one at a time. You can't eat them all together because the manashim of something is a problem. So if you own them all at once, so then it's also considered if it's at once, it's like eating them all together. That's why Yavish, Yavish is suggesting that even if it would be batel before Pesach, then you can perhaps then crush it up, as we saw before, but to leave it would be a problem because of close of the nearby Yavish, Yavish. Rabbi said today she was a complex shir. Difficult, I'm the first to admit it. So we try to chather some issues which are somewhat complex in a short period of time. We had it tomorrow, we're going to turn our attention to the whole issue of Mechiras Chametz. So the whole shit devoted to that topic tomorrow, we'll see out of the Shemaya. 1 o'clock, right? Ready, regular time. I'm assuming she's 1 o'clock all week long, because we only have shiur on 3 more days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll go those 3 to 1.